This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, and thanks for checking out a bumper edition of the Best of North Sound 1 podcast, the weekly podcast available online at northsound1.com/listen-again. This is Grant Thompson here, and this week coming up, we've got a tribute to Frank Carson, who sadly died during the week. We're going to play Dog Biscuit Roulette. Have you ever wondered if dog biscuits taste the same as normal human biscuits? Me neither, but Greg's Eat Breakfast did wonder that, and you can hear what happened when they played Dog Biscuit Roulette coming up. And also, things that your parents still do for you, but probably shouldn't. That's coming up, but let's begin with a North Sound 1 sport exclusive. We caught up with Lee McAllister after his big fight on Saturday night, and here's what happened when Lee spoke to North Sound 1 Sports' Stephen McMenemy.
I'm very disappointed. I'd like to thank my fans and my family and everyone for coming out here and supporting me.
Does it feel the same as the last time you ended up, Lee? Is it the same sort of
It's more at my wrist this time, to be honest. The pain's shooting in my wrist up to my elbow, so I just need, before it was shooting pains like down, it's like, so I don't know if it's my wrist or what's going on. So we'll wait and see. Obviously, I'll need to sit with Tommy next week and see where we're going from here.
Given the night you put on in here in Aberdeen, he'll be quite happy to come back, do you think?
He says I'm the best boxing ability he's ever fought. So that's after the fight, he seemed to speak more English than what he did before. That was about a two-faced thing up, but obviously, yeah, it's his job, just keeping his distance. It's good though. He's a good night of boxing. But he's a good fighter, to be honest with you. I thought I had his number the first few rounds. I was keeping it ticking over and that. But at the end of the day, he won. And there's nothing I can do. Say record book today, he beat me on the night, and I've got to give full respect to him. All my fans are here watching me tonight. I think they'd rather I came out, bowed out, and says, "Look, boys, I'm sorry, I'll live to fight another day," than I get stretchered out and end up with brain damage. If you can't defend yourself, it's the time to get out. And my left hand was my defending hand against the southpaw with the straight right, so it just wasn't there. Obviously, it's a setback now, but I'll be back in there. I'm ready to go sooner rather than later. See how my hand is and then get back.
This is Grant Thompson with the Best of North Sound 1 podcast, online at northsound1.com/listen-again. And Greg's Eat Breakfast during the week, talking about stuff your parents still do for you, but probably shouldn't. My mum still cooks, irons, cleans for me, so sometimes, possibly, she still shouldn't. Here's what happened on the show.
This morning on the show, we've been talking about things that your parents still do for you. I found out a story, right? There's somebody that works here at North Sound 1. Their mother won't let them have a credit card. Won't let them have one. They're in their late 20s.
Yep.
What are you talking about? Your ma still does your washing.
<I know. laughs>
So, what do your parents still do for you? This is a great one on the Facebook.
Oh, I love this, actually. It's coming in. It's no name, actually. It's a text message.
Surprise,
that's coming
surprise.
It says, my mother-in-law buys her son's toilet roll because he's still embarrassed to buy toilet roll. He's 46.
He's embarrassed to buy toilet roll.
I can't remember ever being embarrassed about buying toilet roll.
So she buys all his lavy roll for him. Oh no.
I don't think we all use it, but
this gets even better on the phones. Right. Who we got here?
It's Rob.
Where are you, Rob?
I'm in Old Meldrum.
What's your story, Rob?
Well, when I come home from offshore, it's usually my parents that pick me up from Scotia. And the last time they picked me up, they've got a Yorkshire Terrier. And she stood outside the car with the Yorkshire Terrier in her arms with a pink ribbon. When I came off out of Scotia with all the guys, she was sitting waving and saying, I'm over here.
Oh my goodness. First of all,
I could have died. And all the guys when I went back offshore, they were all saying, "It's gonna be waiting for you."
Rob, this is hilarious. Rob, can I ask you, how old are you?
42.
Oh no.
He's a 42-year-old grown man. He still gets his mummy to pick him up.
Well,
and
he's
even
a pet
better,
dog.
And even better, she greets you like the dog.
Cindy, yes, that's a dog, Dave. She says, "Here's Robert. She cleans the flat from away as well, which is good.
I can't believe this. Your mum still doesn't trust you to clean your house. She's cleaning your house and she's still picking you up. She's still picking you up from work, like picking you up from school.
One day I was just going to have a lunchbox. I'm telling you that. Weeks and weeks I got slammed for.
Well, I don't think weeks and weeks was long enough, to be honest, but have a great day, buddy. I know of a guy who his mum always phones in ill for him. Sometimes when he's not even ill, just she wants to spend the day with him. He's in his 40s.
Oh, no.
So what does your mum still do for you? On the phones, who we got?
Morning, North Sound. How are you doing?
Very good. Who's this?
This is Lynn from Fraserburgh.
Hi, Lynn. Right then, Lynn, what's your story?
Right, well, my mum makes all our soup. What she does, she makes great big pots, and she divvies it into cartons. And when any of us, me and my brothers and sisters, want any soup, we just phone her up and go and pick it up.
Oh, bless.
Oh, that is lovely.
So we don't have to make any soup.
So basically, you don't actually have to cook any food at all, do you? You could just phone up mum and be like,
This is true, and if she has anything over, you know, she makes too much macaroni, or she just phones us and we go and pick it up.
And how many is she cooking for, then?
Well, there's three of us now. One of us has moved away, so there's three of us and six grandchildren.
Ooh.
So she's, and they all like granny soup. They all like granny's different kinds of soup.
Well, I don't know. We've got to ask the big question. I was going to say the burning question, but I doubt she would ever burn soup. Although my dad famously managed to burn soup. How do you burn soup?
I don't know.
What is her best soup? What's her signature soup? The one that you all start salivating at the mouth.
I would say tatty soup.
Now, is it thick, chunky tatties, or does she mash it all up?
No, it's all mashed up, and the beef, she puts the beef, cuts the beef, and it all goes through the soup, so it's nom, nom, nom.
Oh, that's not just any soup, that's...
That's Lorna's soup.
That's Mum's soup. That's M&S, that is Mum's soup. Thanks for phoning, have a great day.
Okay, take care.
Thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. Still to come, you can hear what happened when we played Dog Biscuit Roulette and a tribute to Frank Carson coming up. But first, Barbara, who listens to Greg's Eat Breakfast, is always referred to as the oldest listener in town, and she's a fan of Olly Murs. Here's what happened when Greg's Eat Breakfast started Barbara out with some tickets.
Hello?
Morning, Barbara.
Good morning, darling.
Morning, morning, morning. Barbara.
What can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to ask you a wee question, because I know that you're a fan of a particular album just now.
Yes.
And you've been on the show talking about this album a lot. Just give us a wee reminder.
Well, it's I've forgotten the name of the thing. It's upstairs and I'm down here. It's Olly Murs.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, it's him. Yes.
Yeah, now you got to remember that Barbara is like 300 years old. Yeah.
Ah, so 310. You
310.
Say.
Yes.
Yes.
And
okay.
The memory goes. You see, but Olly Murs.
As good as it used to be.
Olly Murs, you were feeling a bit poorly lately and you went out and you got your Olly Murs CD and he brightened your day.
He said he jumped into my basket, you know.
He did.
And would you go as far as saying the album's changed your life?
It has changed my life, because every time I hear that music, even if I'm in bed, I have to dance to it.
Can we just tell you a little secret, right?
What?
Not you, because you're part of it. Every time.
You went very quiet and I thought it was
really... No, every time we play Olly Murs on the show, Barbara's on the phone.
Yes.
Oh, you played my song! It doesn't matter whether it's 1 minute past six or 1 minute to ten. She's on the phone.
The funny thing is...
It's a great thing to wake up to, because you're awake in no time at all.
The funny thing is, no wonder you had to go and buy the album, because every time the song's on, you're speaking to us. You're missing your favourite song.
Yeah, I've just about worn the CD out, just about out.
So, it's safe to say that you are a big Olly Murs fan, then.
I am, yeah. Yes, I am. I'm the oldest listener in...
You're the oldest Olly Murs.
Yes, the one.
You know that that Olly Murs is doing live gigs in Aberdeen.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, he was here on Wednesday, and can I just be honest? I really wanted you to go on Wednesday, but we couldn't organise it for you, Barbara.
Oh, Pet, no, that was kind, but I'm just happy listening to him, Pet.
Barbara, but he's back on Sunday.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. He is back on Sunday. Barbara, I have managed to get you a pair of tickets.
You haven't.
I have.
Yeah. Oh,
hold on, Barbara. That's nothing in comparison to who I've got on here now, who wants to talk to you.
What?
Listen to this.
Hi, I'm Olly Murs, and this is a message for Barbara, who I've heard is my biggest fan, the oldest listener in town. Yes, I just want to say a huge thank you for you supporting me, and I hear that you love dancing with me tonight, and that you love doing the Olly Wiggle. Well, I would love to see a video of this. Please post it on my Facebook page right now, as soon as you can. I want to see it. Love you, Barbara.
Oh, love you.
Olly! Olly! Mars!
Thank you!
Holy Mars!
Oh my God! Oh, I'm in shock.
He knows you, but he wants you to do the Ollie Wiggle.
He knows you do the Ollie Wiggle.
Yes, I can.
Will you go and be Ollie's guest at his gig on Sunday, and will you do the Ollie Wiggle for him?
I will.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Barbara, it's our pleasure. You entertain us every morning when you're on the phone. I had to give you something back for all the nice things you've done for us.
I can't believe it.
You're going to see Ollie Mars?
Oh my God.
She's the oldest Ollie Wiggler in town.
I can't wait to find out how Barbara got on seeing Ollie Mars at the weekend in Aberdeen. This is the best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. Ever wondered what a dog biscuit tastes like? Me neither. Greg's Eat Breakfast knows though. Here's exactly what happened.
Right now, it's time now for dog biscuit roulette. Apparently, by law, dog biscuits have to be fit for human consumption. Joe the News, Yaz the Yaz, and myself, we have all agreed to take part. We've signed the contract that says we'll waive anything out if one of us falls ill doing this. Or will we?
Yeah.
We all in agreement to do this?
Back, well, yeah. you told us they're all legally edible by humans.
Did you read the small print? They definitely are, yeah. Why would they need to be? Mm.
Right, well, what we're going to do is we're going to spin the plates, right? I can tell you that we've got 4 regular biscuits on here.
Right.
And 1 dog biscuit. So the odds of getting the dog biscuit, let's be honest, they're, it's not high.
No, 25%.
Spin.
All right, here we go. This one looks promising.
Okay. Hold on a second. Hold on. Don't eat it yet. Eat it!
Oh, it's all right. It's a normal biscuit. I don't like biscuits.
And then there were 3.
Okay. Human biscuit, definitely.
Human biscuit. All right. Yaz.
Okay.
You're up next.
Definitely normal biscuit. Oh. Yeah, that was nice.
Right.
That'd be good too.
The odds now, I believe, are...
Not
33.33 recurring.
Good.
Right. There we go. Beefy. Strangely beefy.
Oh dear.
Your coat will be nice and shiny though.
Good for your teeth as well. Really good.
Fit for human consumption. Just don't taste very nice. Beefy. Like eating a stock cube, I presume. This is the best of North Sound 1 podcast at northsound1.com/listen again. And finally, Frank Carson passed away during the week. Here's a tribute from Greg's Eat Breakfast.
I'm glad that we've got everybody in the room here together because Joe the News is about to do a little Frank Carson tribute for Frank Carson, who passed away yesterday. Here's how Joe broke the news to us just earlier.
Tributes are being paid this morning to the comedian Frank Carson, who's died at the age of 85. The Belfast-born stand-up had been suffering from stomach cancer. He was famous for his endless string of jokes and the catchphrases, "It's a cracker, and it's the way I tell them."
I think that's a very nice, touching tribute that you did there, Joe. But I think what would be nice is if you could... from the darkest recess of your mind, give us a couple of your best Frank Carson gags.
I can steal them from the paper, how about that?
Oh, yeah, you can do that, I suppose.
There's some in the paper this morning of his best jokes. Here's one I like. So I rang up British Telecom. I said, "I want to report a nuisance caller." He said, "Not you again."
It's the way he tells them.
Yes.
It's the way I tell them. That one is a cracker. Right. I don't think my wife likes me very much. When I had a heart attack, she wrote for an ambulance.
She wrote for an ambulance.
Yeah.
It's a slow burn on that one.
Here's one I like. When he met the Pope, he told a joke to the Pope.
No, he did not.
Did the Pope laugh?
I'd imagine so. Okay. It was the old Pope. The Pope said, "Did you ever meet Elvis Presley?" Frank said, "No, I haven't, but it won't be long now."
And on that note, yes, Frank Carson, 85 years old, very funny man, passed away yesterday.